Welcome to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we will deconstruct the American Airlines attendance policy. To anyone hired before November 15th, 2021, this is the new attendance policy. And just a warning, so you guys know, American considers attendance the low-hanging fruit in regards to discipline. That said, keep in mind, either you are at work or not. Either you are on time or not. The company doesn't care the reason. We understand and believe that everyone does get sick, and that can't be controlled. Use your sick leave when you are sick and do your best to be on time. And above all, report lates and absences as far in advance as possible. It's extremely difficult for the union to fight attendance discipline issues under this policy, due in part because policies are not part of the collective bargaining agreement or your contract. Policies primarily are how the company administers parts of our contract where that system is not clearly defined in the language of the book. And unless the policy violates the contract, federal or state law, there's very little we can do as a union to mitigate attendance discipline. Always get the union involved at the start so we can fight for your rights. In this episode, we will go over the mechanics of the American Airlines attendance policy and save the contract and other legal attendance protections for a later podcast. The attendance policy, it's called the APS, and that stands for Attendance Performance System. Broadly, it's a policy that American is using system-wide with all work groups, so fleet, GSE, facilities, and even the upstairs folks. This system is designed to be self-managed, which equates to management being very hands-off and letting the computer system do the work. By using the system, the company eliminates any kind of personal relationship building between you and the CSM. That might sound good that you don't get called into the office, but it's not good because developing a relationship with the CSM face-to-face can help you when attendance issues need a bit of compassion and consideration beyond self-managed. Let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of the APS. It's an algorithm. It's all about the numbers, or in this case, points. Points rack up as you are late for work, call out sick, or no call, no show. These points are automatically populated based on the policy into your My View, where they are added up and discipline is administered automatically by the algorithm. You are considered on par with up to 3 points in a rolling calendar year. That's 12 months from the oldest occurrence. When you hit the 3-point mark, you may or may not be called into the office for a discussion or a coaching, which is basically a scripted conversation with a manager that is documented in your record. If and when that coaching happens, always ask for union representation. You have that right. The steward will know the best way to frame your occurrences, and based on certain factors, contractual and legal, they might be able to mitigate some of those points. You are considered off par when the number of points goes above 3, and that's when the progressive discipline begins. Best bet, watch your points in My View so you won't get any unwanted surprises. Because, per the contract, American Airlines only has 14 calendar days to administer discipline. And trust me on that, they never miss that deadline. As a matter of fact, to meet that deadline, they will and can email a discipline level letter to you. Reach out to a shop steward if this happens. Once on a level, it is a very quick progression to the next level and ultimately termination. Be mindful of your absences, points, and levels. We don't want anyone to be terminated for attendance. The policy is all about points and the addition of them on a pathway to discipline. The policy is not about helping you correct poor attendance. It's about discipline for being absent. If you need help managing your attendance because of personal illness, family issues, your own chronic illness, or whatever keeps you away from work, reach out to a shop steward to get the resources and help you need to stay on par. We are here to help you. To reach a shop steward, see the list on the bulletin board at work. Or go to the 505 website under member resources, then see chairperson/stewards. On the phone app, go to members only, then contacts and schedules. The app has hot buttons for the steward's cell phone numbers, so you can phone them when you need help. In locations other than San Francisco, rollover sections on the homepage of both the website and the phone app. A drop-down menu will appear with all the cities listed. Click on your location, scroll down, and you will see the name of your shop steward. To monitor your points, occurrence dates, and attendance coding, go to My View. That's on JetNet. Log on, go to Departments, then Airports, then Essential Links. Scroll down a little bit to My View. As a footnote, the full text version of this attendance policy is posted on the 505 website, twu505.org. Click member resources and see members only. On the phone app, check members only, then useful information for members. In both these places, you will find the attendance policy, which contains a complete list of point drivers, point values, and progressive discipline levels. Keep in mind, all points and levels have a 12-month lifespan, which means they drop off your record after 1 year and can no longer be counted or built upon. Everyone, stay well and try to do your best to be on time. Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.